Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Hello, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a couple of verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, specifically verses 4 and 5, where Paul begins. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge. The church in the ancient city of Corinth was started through the work of the Apostle Paul. After visiting Athens, Paul came to Corinth. That's in Acts chapter 18, the first 17 verses of the chapter. He spent a year and a half there, bringing many people to faith in Jesus Christ and doing the work of discipleship among those believers who were young in the faith. As his two letters to the church in Corinth show, the Corinthian Christians had a lot of problems. 1 Corinthians shows that at times they had moral problems, doctrinal problems, church government problems, spiritual gift problems, church service problems, and authority problems. So what do you do with a problem church? Paul thanked God for them. That's what he said. I thank my God always. Paul spent a lot of time in this letter rebuking sin and correcting error, yet he was still sincerely thankful for God's work in the Corinthian Christians. Those who feel called to rebuke sin and correct error in the church today should follow Paul's example. Unfortunately, many of them communicate, or fail to communicate, I should say, any encouragement with their correction and their advice. Paul was especially grateful for the grace they received by Jesus Christ. Everything good, everything worth being thankful about the Corinthian Christians came to them by the grace of God. Grace means that God gives freely for his own reasons. God's grace had an effect among the Corinthian Christians. The Corinthians were a rich church, not only materially, but also in their speech and knowledge of Jesus. That's why he says, in all utterance and in all knowledge. And he speaks of the testimony of Christ in verse 6. They were also abounding in the gifts. In verse 7, Paul says that they come short in no gift. And they also had an eager anticipation of Jesus's coming that Paul mentioned in verse 7. In all these things, they were genuinely enriched. One could say that the work of God in the Corinthian Christians could be seen by what they said, by what they learned, and by a supernatural element in their lives, and then also finally, by their expectant anticipation of Jesus's return. When Paul looked at the Corinthian church, he could say, these people proclaim Jesus. They know about Jesus. There are supernatural gifts of God among them, and they are excited about Jesus's return. All those things made him thankful. So Paul's gratitude over the Corinthian Christians was sincere. You see, whatever problems the Corinthians had, they also had these impressive strong points. Now, can this, even this much, be said about many churches today? We may pride ourselves in not having the problems of the Corinthian Christians, but do we have any of their positives? Yet, these positives were of no great credit to the Corinthian Christians themselves. They were not the spiritual achievements of the Corinthians, but rather the work of the grace of God in them. If you're around some problem people or problem churches, there are probably still reasons to give thanks to God for them. But be real about the problems. Nevertheless, find a way to give thanks.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.